Look, I know I promised you guys cake and then forgot it on Wednesday, but as you can see, the set assets didn't even load in correctly, so we definitely can't get cake. No, actually, Linus is shooting a tech tip support thing on the tech-linked set for some reason, so this is what we... I'm in the void. But on to the tech news. Microsoft seems intent on killing all hype for Windows 11, especially in people who were stoked to play around with Android app support at launch, because it won't be there. Just like the cake. But XDA developers noticed something that might tide us over. The Microsoft Store listing for the Windows subsystem for Android had Xbox One as one of its supported platforms. This would make sense, since Xbox consoles are more or less running some version of Windows, but why would you want this? To be able to run the mobile version of Fortnite or COD on your TV? Just so you could feel something? I'm feeling lonely here. Now, it's possible this listing was a mistake. It seems the Xbox references have been removed from the subsystem's listing page, but now it's opening up my mind to the possibilities. I mean, I could tweet from an Xbox.
You can already do that.
I could read an ebook. Apple is taking a number of steps back on a few different fronts. For one, they're delaying that controversial photo scanning system designed to detect photos of child abuse after basically the entire internet heard about it and was like, "Sir, you're doing what now?" Apple says they've decided to take additional time over the coming months to collect input and make improvements before releasing these critically important child safety features that involve basically scanning every photo on the majority of iPhones all the time. Apple has also said it will follow the same rules it makes third-party advertisers follow in iOS 15 and will ask users for permission before enabling personalized ads in its own services. Finally, Apple is making a global change to the iOS App Store. Reader apps, which is what Apple calls apps like Netflix, Spotify, and Kindle that have removed in-app signups to avoid the 30% cut, will be allowed to link directly from the app to a website where users can sign up and pay. Apple made the change to get Japan to quit an antitrust investigation, which is always the reason you want these companies to do these things. It seems like Apple is slowly being forced to relinquish its iron grip on the App Store finger by finger. But will they eventually let go? And how many fingers does a $1 trillion company have anyway? You could buy a lot of fingers with that.
Trust me, that gets you a lot of fingers.
And in other Apple news, the tech giant is looking to hire programmers experienced with the RISC-V architecture, which is sometimes thought of as an open source alternative to ARM. But wait, Apple just released their ARM-based M1 processors last year. Is it leg year already? Leg day? You know, ARM? He gets it. Apple's hiring page indicates they want RISC-V programmers to work on various subsystems in all sorts of Apple products that currently most likely rely on ARM cores. Apple may be trying to rely less on ARM in case Nvidia's acquisition of the company ever goes through, or they may be doing what they did to Intel, getting their products ready to switch to a new architecture many years down the line. Whatever they're doing, it's great to see RISC-V getting more attention, since we ran out of ARM-based puns real quick, as you can tell. It got boring. We're ready to take a risk again. Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by Corsair IQ, the software that lets you fully synchronize the RGB lighting on all your compatible Corsair products to create some cool effects like David made in the background here. But it's not all about fancy lighting. IQ can also monitor your components' real-time temperatures, create automated fan curves to adjust speeds on the fly, and set custom profiles to control all that differently depending on how you're feeling in that moment. Your PC can be an interactive work of art, just like you. Check out Corsair's IQ products today at the link below. Quick Bits, it's time for the Quick Bits. Is that bad? Did I ruin something? Reddit has banned the r/no new normal subreddit for breaking the platform's anti-brigading rules and quarantined 54 other subreddits for breaking rule one, which bans harassment, bullying, incitement of violence, or promoting hate based on identity. The restrictions come after 450 subreddits joined an open letter asking Reddit to address COVID misinformation on the site. However, quarantining a subreddit still allows it to be viewed if users click past a warning page. Reddit has resisted pressure to restrict its users' speech, and there's probably a lot to say about that, but this is a quick fit, so my hands are tied. 8 US states have announced they'll be using Apple's digital ID system to check state ID and driver's licenses sometime in the future. Arizona, Georgia, Connecticut, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Oklahoma and Utah have expressed interest in the system, which some skeptics are worried will simply lead to further erosion of citizens' privacy, but it will also mean you could take one more card out of your wallet, which may help you to not sit with one butt cheek a little higher than the other, and that could save you some money on a chiropractor. So I'm for it. Remember all those RTX 3090s that were bricked trying to play New World? Well, EVGA figured out that the problem was the soldering around the GPU's MOSFET circuits. It was badly done, leading all those poor RTX 3090 owners to regret, just for a moment, spending almost $2,000 on a fancy thingy to play video games. And for that, bad soldering guy in the AVGA factory, I salute you. Google Pixel 3s are dropping like flies, or at least that's the impression you might get if you visited some technical support forums. Reports of the phones suddenly becoming unresponsive because they've somehow booted into emergency download or EDL mode are rampant. Google hasn't said that they'll help Pixel 3 owners yet, many of whom are no longer covered by the phone's warranty. Conveniently, the new Pixel 6 is launching very soon though. And a US court has upheld an April 2020 ruling that decreed AI systems could not be credited as the inventor of a patent. Patent inventors must be an individual, and R2-D2 is clearly just a miserable little pile of nuts and bolts. Interestingly, Australia ruled the opposite way, which is why they're currently overrun with deadly robots. What's that? They're not? Ah, soon enough. And it's about time we ended this episode. Come back on Monday for more tech news, but not before you treat yourself to some delicious cake. You'll have to get it yourself, though. So, as you, I don't know the code to spawn it in. What?